Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 108. So today is Sunday.
Yeah, baby.
You are outnumbered, Stone. It is Sunday for my guest and myself, but it is Saturday in other land. So March the 10th, 2017. I've even gone back a year. That's not good. 2018. Actually, 2018 has been a better start to the year. So I don't want to repeat last year. Yeah, let's not go there.
Yep.
Anyway, I am Lita. I'm here, kind of. I have coffee, kind of. And Stone's over there. Hey, Stone.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, look, Lita. Look
hey,
up. Yeah. Look up where my finger is.
Oh! Oh, I didn't even see. Oh, I didn't even notice that. He's got hickory sticks on the shelf behind him, people.
What are hickory sticks?
Are they mine? Are you sending them to me? I want them.
Do you want me to hold those ones for like 6 months?
No.
No,
but you could.
I don't think they'll last.
Express them. Courier them to me like that.
I might courier you some so I don't have to take it on the trip to BlizzCon. Maybe.
What are hickory sticks?
Hickory sticks are like potato chips, like crisps, but they're like really thin and they have a hickory smoked flavor.
As you might know, you know the French fries, the pack of chips called French fries?
Yeah, the thin ones.
Yeah. They're like that, but they've got this like a hickory sauce spices over it. It's not spicy, but it's got a really nice taste. They are like one of my favorite things.
And they Stone are only found them sold like, here.
Yum.
They are only sold here, and they are old school. If they ever stop trying to make these things, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, that's good. So we have somebody here with us. Yes, we do.
Yes.
And everyone had.
Right.
Is he?
Yes.
Hang on. Where is he?
Well,
that way.
To your Azzy? Yes. Well, he's down. He's beneath me.
where I rightly should be.
I think we might need to make the Twitch stream have like a warning or PSA or something. I think so.
But anyway, Azzy's here, so we get to have a chat with you today, which is awesome, because we've got lots to talk about. Hey, how are you?
Good. Can I do an early, like a...
Yeah,
like
sure.
an entree pun?
Yeah, come on, hit me with it.
What sort of concert can you get in for 45 cents?
I don't know.
A 50 cent concert supported by Nickelback.
Oh.
All right. Oh, thanks for coming. Bye.
Oh. Actually, that was
pretty good.
That was good. That was good. I thought the 50 cent thing, but Nickelback, yeah. Right. Awesome.
See you
okay.
With it early.
You peaked early. Yeah. Anyway.
What are we talking about?
Oh, you're welcome. No, we want to have a chat because you've been doing lots of leveling and we want to get some thoughts on how things have been. And you being one of our, obviously, veterans who's been around doing the challenges for quite some time.
Forever.
Let's just put it that way. How's the leveling been? What's been going on?
I've mainly been just doing, after the contest, where I think I lost a shaman and a priest, I've just been concentrating on the harder because I wanted to get something up high or to max prior to the next expansion because I don't want to go back through what I've done last few expansions. So I've just been leveling a hunter. Thoughts? Well, confusing, disruptive. It's thrown out my path. Grindy. I find like it's, well, especially on a hunter. I mean, and I'm, when I'm leveling on my hunter, I refer back to what would happen on a shaman or a, you know, a pally or warrior as I'm doing my hunter.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, geez, some of these quests I wouldn't try on some, you know, non-pet class. Because,
yeah,
you know, it's, yeah, with a HP. And what I think, the one thing I've got out of it is, the main issue is there are quests that are normally we had no problems with are now a no-no. And it's currently where people are working out what's what.
Yep.
So where you normally would clean something up, it'd be that because of their HP, abilities that they used to have didn't really come into it.
Yeah.
Well, I lost my hunter at 68 on Friday night to the quest at in Sholazar Basin, where, you know, the meat pie and I'm not sure his mate is, you got to kill them. You know, initially in that quest line, and there's two of them guys up on a platform, and both, when I went up there, both had 29k health. And I realized, okay, well, I could probably do it, but then one, they had a stun, which got me. I didn't have time to heal or feign, and you see how grab it both. So, and things like that, where some of the quests I'm going, I'm not even attempted that. But I found that all over the shop. I think it's still learning my path because it's still, there's a magic, there's magic levels to when you go up 40 and 60. 40 is because once you get to 40, you can really go anywhere. Once you get to 80, you can really go anywhere because the zones have, they do have like, you know, level requirements. You know, we might be 58 for Hellfire, might be 61 for Zenga, things like that. So you still got to progress to a certain degree. So I found that, it's jumping around a bit. I actually got a couple of times ended up quest full log because I had quests here, quests there, jumping around. And it'd be a thing like, oh, I don't like doing this part of this zone. I'll jump over to this zone. And I found that, you know, I found it really hard leveling. It was really grindy. And then I suppose towards in the 60s, I got used to the level of the mobs. Currently when I was 68, most mobs are about 14 or 15K and I was about 5 or 5 and it wasn't too bad on the hunter as survival. And I got to 60 and I leveled to 62, 63 and it's got to 62, 63. You can still get pretty good XP from quests in the older zones and I think at 62 or 63 you actually start one-shotting some of the mobs there too. So you can probably go to, you know, mid 60s if you really wanted to before going to the Outland or Northrend. I went to Hellfire, I did a few. Then I thought, I didn't want to do Hellfire, so I went back to Northrend and I did Boring and Tundra and I did, I started doing Howling Fjord and I didn't have any issue there. It was okay. The main issue I got now is, well, this, as I say with a, you know, caveat that it's a, you know, a hunter, so, you know, take that as what you will. But one-on-one, I can, you know, it's not a problem. It's the issue and a lot of problems I had when you got two or three on you. And I've had to start to use, you know, ice trap, more tactical spreading of aggro around multiple mobs when you get them. And knowing when to just run like a little girl. So, I think it was a misjudgment. I did that quest and bailed and tried again. I should have just walked away, but, these things happen. I re-rolled again and 21. I'm going Beastmaster. I think, and some of the quests I'm seeing, I'm going, I'm not even, at the moment, I'm not going to try any other class. So at the moment, because I can't imagine them doing, it'd be all right up to a certain degree. Once you get to 50 or 60s or 40s, where the difference in HP is going to be an issue for a shaman or a, you know, or a priest or even a warrior, because, you know, warriors only got, you know, once you get your victory rush, you know, you got a named mob where there's like 20k health.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to wear you down, even with immune pain and everything like that. So I'm just living a hunter. I still got a bloodthirsty, but I don't really touch that. But so, yeah, I think I started another hunter. I've just got to wetlands. I'm 21. And so I haven't really decided, because with the new leveling, I used to go to wetlands, get to 26, 27, go to hinterland. But now I can't go to the hinterland because you've got to be, is it 30 something? You've got to be a certain level, because you can't go there and get quests before that level. So I had to go back to another zone.
Yeah, I think it's 30.
And I went to 30, and I went back, went down to STV. I went to Dustwood, all over the shop. So I had a lot of quests in a lot of different zones. And
do you think that with the amount of questing you're doing now per level, it is actually more questing per level, so hence why you get through a zone, have to go to a different zone, because back before the patch you would have got further with it, whereas it's not as far now?
I think you get less XP. I'm finding it taking longer. I'm like to 60, I would do like 29 hours, like a day and a bit. I was like three days. It was taking me 4 to 6 hours to do a zone where it normally take two.
Yeah.
And it was just like very grindy, especially for, you know, you get to kill 20 mobs. So I just try and you know, do a zone and just move on. But yeah, it's taking longer. Like I got 68, and I was like, prior patch, I probably would have been 80.
Yeah.
Something like that. And a lot of the time, I suppose, I'm sitting there going, oh, I don't want to do this. It was grindy. But I think, as I said, like in Northrend, I didn't mind it. I think I quested normally. And the only quest I was a bit sus, is when, you know, they go down the catacombs and Howling Fjord, where you've got to give you this bubble, you've got to go underneath and run through the hills. Normally, I get a little bit of damage. I'm running through, and all of a sudden, I get a low health warning.
Wow.
I'm going, oh, Jesus. So I got the other end healed up and just hurt out, because I'm also going to run back. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Things like that normally wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
And what I found is I was constantly looking forward. I said, oh, Ice Crown. I'm looking forward to this quest in here. Oh, how am I going to do the Dragon Quest in Storm Peak? Or, you know, with Ice Crown, you know, and I'm thinking maybe, you know, the quests, you know, the daily quests you get for Sons of Hodir and what's the other mob? Ebon Blade would mean more, because previously I would get the quest, daily quests, and just move on. But I think that might be thing is, I was going to go there, get the daily quests and do a few daily quests every day, because they would be relevant for quite a bit longer than before, but I didn't get there. So so I was planning ahead, you know, and I just think it's going back to the old days where, you know, hunters and maybe pallies or
priests
might do well, but you know, warriors, shaman, rogues. I'm not saying you can't do it, So I was getting used to it, I was getting used to the you know, the leveling process with the higher stats. I was, you know, wasn't used to one shot or two shot, but you know, I have to go through my rotation a bit. So yeah, that was, you know, basically, yeah, I've got an idea what I'm going to do next, you know, as far as path. But I think, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, you won't do another deed where, you know, get 10 level, go through, get 10 maxes after 7.3.5 very easily.
Yeah. So a question about, you said about actually having a quest log full for probably the first time in a very long time. So by jumping around, because it opens up so many more zones as you level, how has that affected, because you're still trying to work out your leveling path, leveling path has been completely smashed, I think, for all of us. What we did prior to the patch is everything we've had to rewrite and find a better way to do it. So for you trying to work your way through your leveling patch, how have you found jumping around from the different zones? Because, you know, that must take, do you find that frustrating, or does it open it up to make it more interesting because you haven't been there, you know, to that zone in a really long time?
It throws you out. It does. It's probably a spot, probably why to a certain degree I took longer.
Yeah.
And I think to going back to so many quests in your log is because now you keep them in your quest log, could you still go back and do them?
Yeah.
And you're not going to get less XP. I think I might next time around just go to zone and do the zone as I normally would. Because I would get to do a zone and I say, oh, for example, that one in the hinterlands where you go up to all the trolls, I said, oh, I'm sick of doing that. I don't want to do that. I said, oh, because, you know, there's a lot of mobs that you aggro, and having multiple mobs is problematic with the new patch. So I'll leave that and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I found that, you know, Plague Lands was all right. I didn't have any issues except, you know, I went to do that big slug and he had about 30k health. I sort of pulled back. Yes, it did throw me out and it's really put me off a bit. But once I got, and even to Northrend, say, oh, you do Northrend or Outland. So, okay, to get from 60 to 80, you would have to basically do all of Northrend, I would assume. Because I was 68, I suppose, and I got, well, not really. I got 68 and I did Borean Tundra and I did, I probably was half-ish of Howling Fjord, and that's about it. I was 68.
Yeah.
That's after doing a whole of all of Nagrand.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yes, I've got a feeling I might just say aim to get the 60. My next thing is probably just do zone by zone that I like. I think the thing is now it's what zones do you like doing and do them. Mm-hmm. And then the ones you don't like, do part of it. When you get to Northrend or Outland, just go through Northrend, say 80. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not too sure with Cataclysm. You might have to do more. So it has thrown me out, yes. It's sort of when your routine gets out of kilter. As I say, you know, you've got to be wary of quests that are, you know, normally okay, but...
Yeah. Okay. All right.
One sec. We've got a question from the chat room, and I think it's tailored specifically for you.
Oh, piss off, Stu.
Can you change specs?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
For everyone but Stir, right?
He's just a monk killer. I don't know about you.
Wow.
You want someone else with a flat burn? All right. I was going to talk a bit about survival hunters, because I know it might be very in-depth, but I know a lot of people do BM. I don't think many people do marksman. But I think people should give it a go. I know for Bloodthirsty, if you lead it, because you get survivalist where, you know, when you kill a mob, it gives you 15% of your health over a certain time.
Right.
So when you're killing mobs, you know, and this is when I was living, it was almost a bit of a lifesaver because, you know, I might get two or three mobs on me and you've got to quickly... get aggro on your pet and then try and kill one so you get the heal. So as you kill one, you get a heal. So it's actually very good in situations like that, because you know you'll get some sort of heal and can save your life a bit. And it's with survival hunters, the only one issue is, you know, where I died is these guys had a probably AOE stun. Now, if I was, you know, Beastmaster, I probably would have been all right, because I was up in his face, I got stunned. So that's an issue. But it's really not a lot of difference from a normal hunt, except you're doing melee damage instead of range damage, because the main issue with survival is the flanking strike, where, yes, it does damage, but if the mob's aggroing you, it provides extra damage and a 400% aggro to your pet. So, you know, that's what you've got to do in multiple instant tunes, mobs on you. You know, hit one, wait till flanking strike, hit the other one so you get aggro on your pet. And you like your harpoon in and they get aggro and you hit it and you do more damage. And yeah, I've sort of liked the melee, but I've gone back to Beastmaster this time to something different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people should give it a go. I mean, you could probably, you know, now that you can change specs, you can, you know, swap around. Like, you know, if a mob might do something, you might change to Beastmaster or do it for a little while. Just give it a go. I would think it'd be very suitable for Bloodthirsty with that heal and a little downtime. So yeah, I think people should try it. I like it, but I have to say I do like going back and doing Beastmaster, because I got one. I got 101. That was Beastmaster.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, people should give it a go. I think people are scared of melee, but all you're doing is, you know, I've never had aggro issues with my pet, and I'd like them. I seem to like melee more than casters, but hunters or Beastmaster's all right. So yeah, I think people should give it a go. Yeah, so only last thing is, like, with playing my Iron Man, it's like playing a Russian roulette on my PC, because every now and then, like, I'm playing WoW and the screen just goes black.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And my PC's on, my keyboard's on, and it flickers and won't go. I have to restart the
video card?
I don't know what it is. I haven't had a really good look at it. It doesn't happen all the time, but a couple of times it has killed me, so I can't think about it. It's got to go and do it. What I do is I log in and I have to sit there for a while, because it normally starts when I first start playing.
Okay.
And then sort of after a while, and luckily I've been all right, but a couple of times, you know. So that's a little extra edge of leveling.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I was going to say, you don't want to put real life pressure on yourself, Azzy.
Yeah.
Maybe it needs a clean out. When was the last time you cleaned out the inside? Maybe it's
something I haven't actually
like that.
Do you have any pets at home? Do you have any cats or dogs at home? No. Thinking about fur, because having a cat, fur will collect and stuff like that. So you got
fur balls. Yeah. Mm.
Well, I've got the animals, so I haven't really had a good look at it. I reinstalled WoW and that sort of stuff for a while, and I don't know. Yeah, it just goes blanks and it flickers, like from black.
If it's like video card or connection from the PC to the screen.
Power supply.
Sounds like maybe PSU, it's like something if it really flickers. Simple. Could be.
Anyway, I'll have to look into it one day.
One day.
All right. I'm a bit like, I was really upset when I was going to go to bed. I'll just go an hour and play, and I killed my iron. It always happens when I've got, like, I had Friday off.
And yes, you did.
I got Monday off. It was a long weekend. I'm going, oh, fuck, it always happens to me. So, I didn't want to level another turn, but I saw playing Beastmaster is a little bit different. So, yeah, see how we go.
Yeah. Well, you do have a habit of just being like, nope. Done, flip table, I'm out, and then like 2 hours later you're back leveling. So Well, so Gazzy's back. Go, Gazzy.
I might go my weekend well, but yeah, look, it was. I tell you what, always the first 10 levels is really hard. I'm going, oh, it was a struggle.
How many times do you reckon you've done that starting zone? I see. Seriously, I thought about it last night. I'll talk about it in a bit, but you would know it so much like the back of your hand, yeah?
Yeah, because I normally go to Tunmoreau, whatever. Like I started a night off, and I normally just do to get out, and I go to Tunmoreau. A lot, probably
yes.
50 or 60 more times, I suppose. And I know it off by heart, and do it blindfolded. And that's really hard. It's more, you know, once I get to 20 or 30 or 40 and I sort of calm down a bit, it's all okay. I can sort of push forward. But it was such, I had to think twice because it was really, took a while to get to 68. And I think it's going to die at high levels now. Even if it wasn't bad, it's going to be worse now because I've got a lot more time invested.
Yeah.
And I think harder's quicker if, you know, another turn. I'm going, oh, this does, you know, like I said, like I wouldn't mind leveling a shaman, but I'm going, oh, no.
Yeah. No. It really, really hurt. Mm. So do you think, like, obviously you've been playing Iron Man for a long time. You've seen a long lot of changes. You know, obviously the biggest change we've had is since 7.3.5 for us, where it's taken us right back to probably very similar to when it first started. What is your tips or tricks that you would say to anyone who wants to give it a go now? Go Night Elf Hunter.
Night Elf Hunter. Oh, Jesus. Don't do it. Well, you still would play what you feel like playing, but just be aware how hard it is. You know, since the leveling competition, you know, we've had so many people, I don't see as many people on after I found out how hard it is. People think they want it hard, so to speak. That's what she said. People think they want it hard. But there's difficult and like grinding. You got to have you think you've got a good chance of getting the max. And, you know, if you pick a, you know, really bad class, you're going to be disappointed. I just think just give it a go, whatever you want, and just learn. I mean, if you don't have to do a Night Elf Hunter, you know, just have to pick your tune and go for it, and be aware and ask questions. Nothing's really changed from what I would say. You know, be very careful of multiple mobs. Mm-hmm. You know, hey leader, multiple mobs.
Mm-hmm. Hey? Yes. Wow. Yep.
Too soon. Yep.
No, I'm already over it, so it's okay. It's all good. It was, you know you're going to do something stupid and you just do it anyway. That's exactly what I did. So, you know, you get that.
The same. It's just pick a tune that you want to play or class and just have fun. You know, work out what you can and can't do and just see how you go. And learn from your errors, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, die and learn. Exactly.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Or not. And then die and learn. Or just keep dying. One day you might learn. Okay. All right. So that's pretty much been your week. It's been leveling the up to 68 on what you had for your hunter. And then starting the new hunter. You're already at 21, though.
Yeah.
Like, hello, you're still, you know, you're still.
Also, I did is I actually painted up and got Battle for Azeroth expansion.
Huzzah. Well done.
So I decided I don't really need any other 110, so I boosted the hunter to 110 as a scout.
Yep.
and get your heirloom weapon when you boost. I didn't realize that.
Oh, really?
And so basically, I've got, you know, my normal 10, I've got my 110 scout. So yeah, my next aim is to try and get those close to 110 as I can before Battle for Azeroth, because I don't want to go for that leveling process again. Yeah. Only other thing is, like, with the changes to, you know, after the patch, is, to be honest, I wasn't enjoying it for a while, and I've stopped raiding for the last probably 6 months, probably because of, you know, personal issues and other outside influences. I've lost a lot of bit of thing here, but I've still been in my guild. I've been chatting with the guild master, and I'm toying of trying to go back on my main and do some more work on her, and maybe put together some raids, because I haven't killed Argus yet. So I'm thinking of maybe splitting my time between Iron Man and try and get back in the raid a little bit, because I jumped on my main Asylum to try and get the unlock the races. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get around to Argus. I said, this is a pain in the ass. How can you get... Oops, sorry. Timestamp.
No, that's okay.
that one's okay.
No, that's fine. Okay.
And I'm just trying to get around Argus.
There's no flying in Argus.
No flying. And you think you got around and going, oh, you know. Yep. So I'm toying the idea to maybe get back at raid a little bit and just chip away at the Iron Man.
Well, if you go do raiding, you know, there's, like, you can still get the, like, I don't know if you really collect mounts and stuff, but, I mean, at least you can still get the heroic ahead of the curve for killing Argus and then get the mount, too, so.
Yeah, I think our guild's got it on killed Argus, I think, and they've changed their schedule to Monday is Sunday, so I might try and jump in on Sunday. So only thing is, I'm a little bit behind with, you know, my artifact weapon and what's the crucible of something?
What is
it?
The nether
power?
Nether
crucible.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So I've got to do that.
But that comes when you level up your weapon, though. So if you do world quests and stuff like that, you'll get a lot of AP for it. It doesn't take that long to get your weapon up, so
No, I'm not too concerned. You know.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what I'm toying with is because I wasn't enjoying the raiding, and with a few other issues, I just didn't want to, you know, because a lot of it was I had to come home and straight away go to raid, and you know, and you get wife aggro a bit and, you know, things like that, and I just wasn't enjoying it like that, so I'll see how it go.
Yeah.
Prior to expansion, I might go back into raiding a bit.
Okay. Well, I suppose now's the time to do it, you know, when things are kind of the downtime, so to speak, that you can, if you can get back in there, why not?
And it's good to go back on Shaman Enhancement, just kick ass, and as opposed to trying to hit it with a wet noodle.
Oh my god!
It's like hitting it with a wet noodle.
With a wet noodle.
Okay. Oh well, that's some things to work towards, Azzy, which is good. Not hitting things with the wet noodle.
I'm not happy. You know. I'm not happy. I got Battle for Azeroth, and I saw your Lightforge Draenei, but I can't be bloody Shaman. I mean,
Yeah.
What the?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show title.
Well,
Well, I mean, Lightforge Draenei lore-wise, I don't think that they would be Shaman, though.
Bloody lore.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, if you can have Gnome Hunters.
How rude. Well. Enough said, really.
Gnome Hunters.
Okay. Oh. All right. Did you have something else for us?
Yes. I moved it up so that, because it's in your spot, so.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
In your spot.
In your face. Oh, pun. Gee, that changed. All right. Breathing. Okay. A woman takes a duck to the vet, walks to his room and puts it on the table, said, "Vet, doctor or whatever he is, my duck's not well. Can you have a look at him?" Vet takes a quick look. "Oh, I'm sorry, it's dead. You got a dead duck. I know it must be a traumatic time for you, so I won't be any charge for you." And she goes, "What? You hardly looked at him. He could be in a coma. It could be asleep. It could be anything. You know, can you check?" "Oh, all right." So he claps his hands, and his black Labrador comes in. Jumps front paws up onto the table. Sniffs the duck. Whacks it with the paw a bit. Looks up to the vet. Woofs. And shakes his head and walks out. And then claps his hand again. His Siamese cat comes in. Jumps up on the table. Sniffs all along the duck, looks up to the vet, shakes his head, and walks out. And the vet says to the woman, "I'm sorry, your duck's still dead, but that's $500. She goes, "What? You already said it was dead. You weren't going to charge anything." He said, "Yeah, but, you know, with the lab report and the CAT scan, it's $500.
I was trying to figure it and I hadn't even thought. Oh boy.
Oh. It's not easy without you hearing your voice back, too.
And yeah. Wow. And $500 is, yeah, that's about, mm-hmm. That sounds about right, too. I should know. Oh, Thank you, Ezzy. Oh,
thank you, Ez. No, thank you.
That was... Oh, dear. Anyway, okay. Let's go on. Stone still... Stone! You right?
I don't know. I don't feel so good. There's something wrong. I feel dizzy.
Don't be dizzy.
I can't focus.
What's the matter? You need some, you need some hickory sticks?
I need a beer. Wow.
Oh boy. Alright. Okay. So other than that, Stone, how are you? How has your week been? He's still thinking about
that was a bad thing. You know what? That was a bad idea to move it up. I should have kept it at, you know, at the regular spot. Wow. Well,
lesson learned.
Wow, Ezzy.
Lab report. Oh,
I mean...
Anyway.
Man. Okay. I'll just read show notes. I'm going to read my notes. Teams is going really well. Killing stuff. Lots of rares up. Seems like we're on a really quiet server. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Teams is fun. And meeting somebody like new and speaking with her and discovering what kind of a person she is. Just fantastic. What's up, Lita?
You're not funny.
I am.
But okay.
The worst. Absolutely. So really, I really only did Bloodthirsty. And it was killing rares in Arathian Wetlands and a little bit in the Lock. But I went from like 32 to 34. And really, I think that's what makes it kind of a little bit bearable. Because killing rares gives you a huge chunk of XP, right? So it's not as, you know, not killing every single thing and having to kill so many things just to make one level. Ugh. So rares is good. Rares with rest XP. Levels, yeah, so yeah. We'll see how it goes. I do, and I have a note here that I do have the option to do questing because my Bloodthirsty was created before we changed the rule. But really, I'm not going to do any questing unless I like really need it. I've actually thought about maybe un-grandfathering myself, but I'm not sure if I would be flagged.
Already flagged.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So I would have to go check that. But yeah, I don't mind doing the rares on my Bloodthirsty because it's a hunter, so it's just go in there and kill things and things go pretty well. So
I'm getting my coffee ready.
You're gonna what? Every time you do that, it makes you want to go pee. Just saying.
No, it doesn't. It makes you want to go pee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Good. It makes me want to go pee.
I'm getting myself ready for my week.
Oh, you mean, wait here.
Coffee is my blood.
All right.
My
blood. Go, yes. Lita, go.
Okay, so I just wrote down one sentence for my week. It says, and I quote straight from the show notes, "This week, death surrounds me." So it's not been a good week. It's not been a good week. Anyway, I was going to concentrate on my iron this week because real life has kind of butted in a lot this week. So I didn't get as much play time. So I didn't even get over to my Bloodthirsties. I decided that I would start streaming.
Yay.
Yeah?
Yay. That's great.
Figured all that stuff. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? I now have records in video of my deaths. Excellent. All right. So, first one. Okay, so I killed my level 35. I got to, I think, 35 last week. I was taken around. I was a bubble and a half from 36. I had about 4 quests to hand in. And then I did something really, really, really stupid. Didn't I, Azzy? Something really stupid. And I had said, you know, don't, when you're on your mount, you get hit by mobs. So take things down as you're going, blah, blah, blah. So whose advice did I not listen to?
I was watching that and I'm going, this is not going to end well.
Yeah. But you know what? I was like, I actually reacted quite well. I thought I reacted quite well. For the 35 to die, I was like, okay. Oh, well, you get that. It was completely, completely my own stupid fault. So that's fine. Tigers and trolls, people. Tigers and trolls. Yes. Was not good. Anyway, I took her back, stripped her down, deleted her a bit later. That was fine. So then the next night, I did re-roll. And because I think I whisper you or someone anyway, got the new one in. So made another night off Hunter. And then away I went. So the next night I started streaming that because I thought, well, I'm going to stream my iron from level 1 to max, whatever. Anyway. It's so max. Funny. I tell myself jokes. Yeah. So I got the first night I got from 1 to 10, which was good. I did that quite fast. Again, trying to work out what path I want to do. Because I don't even know. I've had one path and I'm still a bit like, I don't know if I'm happy to do that. Got to level 13 last night. I was in Elwynn Forest. Went to take on the Collector over in the little house. Dead.
But aren't you...
13. Dead. That's like the lowest death I've had in a really long time. But I was like, yeah, not the best thing I did then. So, yeah. I mean, I'm only 13. I didn't have Frost Trap. I didn't have Heal Pet. You know, so again, stupid mistake that I should have left that for later or just skipped it. But you know what? Lesson learned. Because I know I have done that quest before and managed to take them down. But I think I might have had Frost Trap that I could frost one, take one down, heal pet. So because I didn't have those abilities at 13. Again, lesson learned, die and learn. So I rolled another one last night because I was like, yeah, okay, let's go again. And she's at level 7, so
but like, okay. But not dead.
Not dead.
Okay.
No, not dead. She's still over in... She's in Dolinar, so we'll see. But yeah, killed 2 toons in 2 nights. Fantastic. I think that would have to be my new record. No, I think I have killed 2 in 1 night.
So
anyway... Yeah.
So that means that for streaming, you're 2 for 2, right?
Pretty much. Right. So it's kind of like, well, maybe I shouldn't stream.
Well, you know, we always say this is that, you know, stream. Oh yeah, I'd love to see people stream, but it just adds another thing it you got to worry dimension. About.
Uh-huh. Obviously, so many streamers pay too much attention. No. Get distracted.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get distracted quite easily without having to do that. So I don't know. I see. I'm not going to go, oh, well, I'm not going to do that. But the idea that I was thinking of trying to stream a tune from point A to whatever point.
Yeah.
I might have to just be like, you know what? I want to play this tune, but I don't feel like streaming it, and just go play it. Like, don't box myself into the fact that, well, I am only going to stream this tune. So therefore, if I want to play this tune, I need to stream it, that kind of thing. So I might just be like, yeah, I'm not going to stream tonight. So I'm just going to go play it.
Post your, clip from Twitch and post in forums of what not to do. Maybe.
Yeah. Don't run through mobs. What did Stir say? Stir gave me a good PSA. I've forgotten what it was. Don't run through mobs and something. Anyway. But yeah, it's like anything. Like die and learn. And again, it's that where you just think, yeah, well, I'll just do it. I know I really shouldn't. And I end up dead. So it's like, yeah, well, of course you knew you shouldn't have done it. So what did you think was going to happen? It worked out the way you thought. You ended up dead. So,
At what point are you going to say maybe streaming iron is not for you? Like, is it like 3 for 3, like 3 deaths in 3 streams? 5 for 5, maybe. Like,
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. We'll see. It's like one of those things. It's like, well, you know, I mean, hey, look, we have got a death list. I have just added to our end of year death list. I think I'm winning at the wrong end at the moment. Let's just say that.
I would love for you to keep streaming. Just keep on streaming as much as you can.
We will see. But I haven't got the other one, and I also have put the other one on the website. So I was like, yes, I did that. Oh, and she's dead. Excellent. Okay, well, there you go. All right. Okay, maybe I should have done that. So anyway, that's been my week. Maybe I should not play Iron and just go play the Bloodthirsty. Maybe that was also the mistake I did. I should have gone Bloodthirsty. So, we will see. I kind of feel bad because none of the Bloodthirsties got anything done this week. So
I think they're counting their lucky stars.
Yeah. Well, Lachimo Dan's probably like, where is she? What's going on? Yeah. Haven't seen her. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming for you, Rez. That's okay. It's all good. So, I mean, but Stone, when you were saying with the Rez over in Arathi and Wetlands, at 30, at the low levels, it's fine. But I know on the Warrior, there is no way I can take down those Northrend ones now. Like, that King Crush that I was trying to kill the other week? Nope. Even with my Warrior in green? Nope. Not going to happen.
The HP is too high.
Yeah. So it is purely now that she's, what, 65 or whatever, it's just, I'm not even looking for rares. I'm just looking for really good grinds, really good couple of grind spots that I can do, you know, because it's not about going back to, can I please go back to Lachmo Dan at 66?
Rares are not the same in after, you know, in Northrend and Outland. They're not the same. It's a lot harder and not as many, and it's, I don't think it's worth it, to be honest.
Yeah. No, it's just finding a good spot, and obviously rested does help, so you know that bit. But yeah, it's I miss my little Lachmo Dan. Where's what did I call the fly, not the fly, the
the wasp?
Nyx.
Yeah, Nyx. Nyx.
Yeah.
Lita misses her nips.
Show title.
And the crocodile. And yeah. Anyway. Okay. That's our week. So we'll try again next week. Everyone have a better week than
I like that you're streaming, but really if it becomes like a jinx for you, please stop. Like, jeez.
Well, hang on. Rogue Slayer won our deaths last year.
I think so.
I think she beat Nisi, didn't she? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did.
Yeah.
And she beat Zortz. Because was she at? 20?
Yeah,
20-something.
Yeah.
27 or was it 30? I can't remember. So Rogue Slayer won. So let's just see. I might be giving Rogue Slayer a run for her money this year. That's all I'm saying.
How many have you killed this year?
I'm not telling you that. You're going to wait till you go. Let me just say, I'm not in double figures.
I think I'm only at one.
Yeah, you're only at one. I am more than one.
I reckon Luda plays more than Stone. So.
No. I think I play more than Luda.
Yeah. Probably. But anyway.
All right.
You get that.
Yep.
It'll be interesting.
Okay. All right. Next part.
Next.
Yeah. Okay. This one.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Luda and Stone.
Okay. So I put this stuff in here because we don't really have any news. Trial of Style just finished. Yay. And Angoro Madness is starting next Saturday/Sunday for you. Stay out of Angoro. And, you know, the casters were finished their cast on March the 7th. The casters on Broken Shore. And really the only thing that happened was the Seething Shore Battleground was officially added to the random battleground rotation that you can potentially get. So the casters have been reset and they're casting again. And it was for 30 days from then. Which means April 6th or 7th or 8th, around in there. So I'm still pretty sure that next week we should be hearing something, unless something got postponed. So
Okay.
I kind of feel like it can't be anything from PTR because there's nothing on the PTR yet for there to be tested, right? So we have to look at stuff outside of WoW. So we're now more looking at announcement dates. So I kind of feel like it could be a BlizzCon announcement date. And if it's BlizzCon announcement date, absolutely. And ticket sales dates.
March, April.
So
when do you think it will be?
We're still looking first weekend of November for sure. Well, not for sure, but I mean, I don't think they're going to change.
It normally is.
Yeah. I think next year and the year after it will get bumped. Because
didn't I say it had to be like falls. Prior 21st September?
No, for BlizzCon. BlizzCon, Battle for Azeroth.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing, too, is if nothing happens next week, and then depending on what the announcement is on the beginning of April, I mean, I think we've missed the times that I guessed for Battle for Azeroth. So right. I think we're aiming again more at the end of August, unfortunately, which means just further out.
Okay.
But if anybody, so the one thing I really still want to test is I hear that the alpha, and yes, I'll call it the alpha now because I see it's a fit. Yeah. Wow. Look at her face. Okay. Just go look at her face. She's like, yep, I was right. That's her I was right face. And you can't see that on a podcast. But, you know, go and watch it. And at about an hour in, you'll see her being like, yep, look at me.
I didn't say anything.
Lita, you were right. This is the alpha.
Did you grab a sand bite with that?
No.
I know. I'm so gonna get that.
Nope.
Where are we? An hour in. Let me just make notes.
Wow. Hate you. Man.
Right. There we go. Okay.
Okay. I mean, it looks like, you know, I really, from what I heard is that the alpha does have the stat squish numbers in. And I really want to test that. Like, I really want to see how the squish does affect us, right? Like, how does it affect mob health and damage output versus our own character health and damage output? So, eventually, I mean, if we're not even in beta yet, eventually, you know, we'll get into a beta of some kind, or we'll see information. And once we find that out, then we'll see how much of a change it will be from the 735 numbers, and like, not the numbers, the feel of 735 leveling. So, because right now the health is like really crazy high and all that stuff, but we don't know how much that's going to go down. So, So the thing is that, you know, if I were to get an alpha or a beta invite, the problem is I would not be testing lore. I would be testing like old school stuff, you know, like level 1 to 10 kind of stuff, just to see how that's like. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably not the best person to get for that, you know, because they probably want people more to get into the end game stuff and test that out, which is what they're working on. So... so that's news. Lita.
Okay.
Wow.
That's right.
Were you
excellent?
You were in La La Land there, I think. She's like, I was right. I'm trying to keep it in my head. I'm trying to remember this moment. I was right. Finally, for once.
No, I was right. I was actually thinking, well, that's a good point. It's like if you were leveling from 1 to 10 in alpha. And I was thinking, okay.
Well, I would go beyond that. I would go beyond level 1 to 10. I go like maybe 1 to 20.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just
somebody could stream it. Somebody could stream their alpha access that they're not using right now.
That's right.
To go from level to 20.
And that's someone thinking about it.
And we'll see if the numbers are the same. Somebody's got the alpha.
Somebody does.
And is not using.
Okay. Anonymous koala.
You saying that you're the anonymous koala? Because that's...
Wow. No, I'm just saying. It might be anonymous koala. Just saying.
Wow.
Anyway. Wow. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. State of the challenges time?
Sure.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Let's have a look at how our week's been. Oh. Okay. I'm taking irons. Yay. All right. So we've got Hien hit 58. Margot Divine hit 65. Antenor hit 65. Folly of Bars, I bet that's Bars, hit 66. Quinton, maybe? 68. Azzy Hunter died at 68. Azzy, I'm so sorry. Miss Her, that's cute. Miss Her hit 81. Iron Margot hit 83. Now, what have we got? 32 and 33 or 31 and 32?
I think 32 and 33.
Okay. All right. So he's done it. He's actually done it, people. Never Died has now got all classes max level, 110, other than your Death Knight and your Demon Hunter. He has got the Warrior hit 110 and his Rogue hit 110 this week. So, we need a little cheer. Well done, Never Died. That is amazing.
And he's actually the first person to actually do that. I thought that he had done it before with the last expansion, but no, he didn't. Because I think Warrior was a bit of an issue, and Shaman was a bit of an issue last expansion. Yeah.
And he'll be the first, and he'll be the last, right?
Yeah,
I don't know about last. I don't know.
It's going to be him. You know, way
I think.
Harder.
You know, I think if. See, here's the thing: is that I think if somebody was just trying to like go hard, they're not going to do it. Like you need patience. Patience. This is not a race, right? So if you play that way where it's not a race and you're just playing safely, his took like a year. Like these tunes were made in 2016.
And he's our first triple
crown.
Triple crown. Yeah. So he's got irons, all the irons, plus he's our blood and our first and only
bloodthirsty, and he's got a pacifist.
And a pacifist. Yeah. So
he
amazing.
Well,
amazing.
He's also not done this. Tin list and the iron teams list. I think he's like a machine. Like he's just. Don't you think that he's like that? Yeah.
Oh, I reckon he's just stuck in his mum's basement and just not let out and just plays.
You're the one that always says though that he's like that, right? That he is a machine, right?
Machine. Yeah.
Never Died is a machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a soundbite here. Lita.
Oh,
I'm looking for a soundbite.
Never Die is a machine. Sorry. Did I?
No, you got to say it with nobody laughing, Azzy.
Okay. Azzy. All right. Never Died is a machine.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you like that one?
Yes, I did.
I did a little machine. There we go. Anyway, on to Bloods. Okay, Azzy, come on, let's do the Bloodthirsties. Let's go.
Okay, Bloods. Next one is Bloody Head, 44. Kite Sundry. Sorry, is that Kite Sundry? 50. BT Spoon, 52. Try Again, 55. Iron Grind Dirt, 60. My Bloody Soul, 61. Soul Sapped, 64. Ice Shard, 66. Soul Stoned, 70. Marg Blood, 85.
Wow.
How many nieces in there? Seems not
three.
Many.
Three?
A bit slack once you come.
Yeah, I only see two. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. What's going on, Niecy? All right. And we didn't lose any bloods this week. Wow. Well, in the top 10. So awesome. Okay. Azzy, who have we got for a pacifist this week?
Okay. Brizza at level 30. Pacit Heath, 33. Mond Sprecher, 34. Pax Rules, 46. Fur Lyric, 54. Compassiona, 54. Robin, 57. Sneaky Boz, 90. Huey Hamster,
yeah.
96. 5 Curmudgeon, 103. And nice. Special mention, Snuffle Tips.
Because we miss saying Snuffle Tips. We do. I know. Tani needs to like make a Snuffle Tips 2 or something. Just so we can read it.
Tani,
I'm looking at you. Where are you? I don't know if he's in the chat room. Just saying, Snuffle Tips. Maybe, I don't know. We could come up with some names for you. Yeah. That would be good. All right. Well done. Look at Boz. 90 Boz. Well done. Okay, Tins. Okay. Who have we got? Stone.
We have,
let's go.
Iron Hopes at 24. A Mesh Tin at 25. Sinatra. Died twice at 25, and then there's a whole bunch of gear flagging, so I assume they died once and they didn't want to continue with a tin that had more than one death or more than zero deaths. Anyway, so Cylindra had 28, is at level 28. Brinazul is at 31. I forgot to do the translation. A Russian name is at 42. Sorry. Iron Grimmy is at 45. Malkara is 50. Ash Live is at level 65. And Emily is at 106.
Emily's back.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. We need Snuffle Tipsy.
I know. That's an awesome fair. I love it. Where's Tony?
It might be too long, Tony's though. There. I think it's got to be 13 characters, right?
Tani, go see if you can get Snuffle Tipsy, because that would be awesome. I'm just saying, no pressure, but I'm just saying, we would love to read that name all the time. Okay.
So this is the first week that it looks like the report actually worked. So we're going to do teams, and we'll see how it goes. I haven't heard of any problems other than people saying that I just leveled up my character to level 20, or I just created a allied race at 20 and I don't see them. Patience. Nothing like
suffers.
You can see them on the armory, but not necessarily in the API, which is what we live on.
Yep.
So patience. Okay. So I'm doing top 10 for now. We'll see how it goes and things and stuff. So number 10, we have Taco Spoons at level 23. Colanta at 26. Team Puppet Lives On at 28. Dumb and Dumber at level 30. Sadistic G-Vites at level 31. Love Revanche died at 34. So somebody died. I'm just saying the whole team is dead. Dark Avengers is level 34. Grandpa in a Walker is level 48.
Love it.
Wolf Has No Fur is level 50. Grandpa in a Walker. Adieu Allure is died at level 51 and have a whole bunch of gear flagging. So I think what happened is that they probably died and then said, just put on all of our gear and level up. So we'll see what happens next week. Keep your names good, because otherwise I'm not going to read them. And you might get to a point that I'll change your name for you to something really bad. So,
yeah, but then you can't read it. So really cutesy.
Nothing like bad that I can't read. It'll just be something that they may not really want. So,
like Barbie team. I'm a Barbie girl.
Oh, Barbie team.
I don't know. Yeah, like Barbie. You know the song, I'm a Barbie girl, whatever it is. Anyway, doesn't...
Oh, yeah, I
Move
know.
Move on.
But you, but... culture, accent, brain, blowing.
Not Barbie as in barbecue. Barbie as in the doll.
Can you say Barbie doll and then Barbie like barbecue?
Yeah, so Barbie doll and Barbie cute.
Okay, I can hear the difference. Yeah.
Throw a shot Barbie. On a Barbie.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say
yeah.
Barbie.
Yeah, Bobby yeah. and Barbie. Yeah.
Barbie. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to have a barbecue, and we're going to go play with our Barbie doll at the barbecue.
Wow, this sounds so... Man. Okay.
Weird?
No, not weird. It's just, you know, like we all have our different accents, and I... it's not it's a, like it's like a. Actually a. saying the a. number a, but it's but you don't say it like what's his name, like the Fonz, right? Because the Fonz goes a. That's way too long. No, that's way too long for us. It's like a.
Yeah,
it's just a, the number a. Exactly, it's the number a. I do want a beer so bad.
Okay.
Number A. That's
like, I have to laugh like watching Lilo and John do their teams. I'll never laugh so much in my life.
Oh, John, yeah. Poor. Yeah, I mean the disappointment in her voice was John. Like, why did you do... Like, you could hear it. It was... It was... You could see it. It was so there that you could cut it with a knife. It was there. Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
You like her kittens, I think, with that one.
Well, the kittens one is Niecy. I'm having kittens. She's going to make me have kittens. That's Niecy's. Okay. Next.
Okay.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Okay. Yes.
Awesome. All right. So this is where you can send us questions, information, tips, tricks, all those kinds of things. So the first one, we've got something from Twitter. Azzy, what have we got? Can you read that
from
one, please?
Eloy, is that how you say it? Eloy CTR.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a bunch of rabbits walking backwards in a single file? A receding hairline. And Eloy CTR, my people, we speak to you more, your people. The people.
Oh, nice one. Thank you, Eloy. That was very cute. Okay, from Discord, we have got from Morgast. 2, can't find on web. Iron Man title and achieve is on character or on account?
Okay.
Iron Man title is a PvP
There is title? A Iron Man achievement that is a that comes from the Warsong Gulch battleground. You have to capture the flag 3 times without dying at all.
Yes.
I would love to have that. But it does not give you a title.
No title. Okay.
No. That would be...
Is it account-wide, though?
Yes.
It would be.
Because all account-wide. Are account-wide. Yeah. All
right. So...
Not all, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So achievement only. At the moment, there is definitely nothing in game for the challenge tunes.
Correct. Ooh. Hey, Ian. Hi, Ian.
Yeah.
We're all here.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Would love an Iron Man title over our heads.
Do it.
Iron.
Do it.
Lita. Iron Azzy. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Ugh. That'd be fantastic.
Well, then I need a blood. Then can we have an Iron
I think blood? It was would. First? I think it would take a lot
we
of
can
effort.
Only but ask.
I think it would honestly take.
Words.
No. I think to actually do an achievement, like a feat of strength, thinking about it and putting together the doc and all that stuff, I think it would take a fair bit that they probably don't have. It might be something that they work on a little bit as they go, which would be really cool.
Yeah.
But if there's nothing in the game again by this BlizzCon, I did track Ian down and he was like, oh, because he knew I caught him. I caught him. I awesome cornered him. I cornered him.
Stone.
Yes, we can. Yep.
Team WoW Challenges. Hey, guys, we're coming for you.
You could ask a question at BlizzCon. Hi, I'm Stone from Wormaster Call. I play a PK.
Yeah, that I'm not going to ask a question. Lita can go ask a question, yeah.
I am Lita.
I would butcher it, 100%. And that's if we even would get approved to ask
to
it, because, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because all of those questions have to get approved. Just saying. So, okay.
Wonder who has that list. Anyway, that's food for thought. Hmm. Okay, next question. Azzy, can you take the next one, please?
This is from Discord from Brian Nazul. Question on Iron Man stats. How is it possible with mob scaling to have over 2,000 kills and killing blows, but only have about 500 of those kills grand XP? Hmm.
Critters. Critters count for kills and killing blows. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So or NPCs can helping you, I suppose.
You can get not credit for the well. The NPCs will help contribute to the kills, but not the killing blows. So if the killing blows are matching the kills, then the only thing I can think of is critters.
Critters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
All
right. Questions from chat room.
Yes. Could it be some breakables as well? Possible. Like things that maybe not, like Whack-A-Mole. Yeah. Or Ice Tombs. Mm. Sure. Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Richter says if Iron became a title, I'd need to make a tune called Willy. Oh, Richter. Lita is just confused. Oh, man. I just, you know, Lita. Just, you know, sometimes, you know,
is it
I
a
love
boy
you.
Thing?
I love you so much, but sometimes. You
somebody
know what?
Clip that.
Don't change, okay? Because you are amazing. You are amazing. Man.
I have no idea what that. Anyway.
So Minnie was saying, you know, thought she meant Bobby like the cop in England. What? I don't know. I don't know that.
She said Bobby. No, it's not Bobby. That's Bobby. Huh? Bobby? Bobby. Bobby, Bobby. Bobby, Bobby. I said Bobby.
There are many characters with iron in their name. Are there many characters with fe in their name? Because fe is iron.
Iron
periodic table. Mm. So, I mean, I could go search for that. I yeah. would, but
so that's a good.
You know how many? I mean, all of the fairs. Yeah.
Theta.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work. Fair's got fair. Yeah, fair's got fair. Fair is fair. And I mean that with love, fair.
But if they bring an achievement, you actually going to have to get to 110 again.
Well, you'd have to do 120. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. I mean, you would have to do it again. I would really doubt that they would.
Retrospectively.
Yeah. I mean, the way that the achievement could possibly work is that it checks your character when you log in, right? And every time it checks, if you've met the criteria for it, you should get it.
Which so, is what if, they do with current ones, yeah?
Well, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not crazy. They've done that before. Yeah. So, okay. So, thank you for... thanks to our mods for putting some of the questions together and wrangling Twitch and Discord chat, because it's been so crazy. It's generally okay. Thanks to Awesome Trousers and Boz and Azzy, man, I'm gonna get to you, dude. Awesome Trousers. What? Well, your name's gonna be in a list coming up soon. Don't worry. So we got Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Stir, and Zorts. Thank you guys so much. I think I might have dropped somebody off the Iron Elite list because I was going through my monthly thing where I,
Wow.
I didn't mean it like that. I what? Swear. So once a month, I kind of go through, a bunch of stuff where, I go through all the options of how people can support us. And so I remove people who are no longer there at once a month and that kind of deal. Right. So, Yep. I'll be here all week. So yeah, I think I might have dropped somebody off because I just recently got a PayPal resub that it wasn't new. So I'm like, wait a second, if they're not new, then why is it not on this list? Because they were on the list, but then I removed them. And I'm like, well, wait a second, why isn't this subscription not showing up on the PayPal? Because they're doing it through PayPal. So freaking PayPal, man. I just, just want one way. Can we do it easy and not be jerks, Patreon, try and do what you did? Can we just not, have something like one way to do it, please? Mm. That would be great. But okay, so thank you everybody for helping us to pay for the server bills. I need to take a first on the list, Azylan. I love this sigh. Boz, Broxamar, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Eli, CTR, Iron Twen, who I think I dropped off last week, Cashbringer, an Anonymous Koala. So if you want to be anonymous, you could be anonymous too. That's okay. Lycan, Listen, Margathon, Never Died, Nisi, Sir Thomas, Stir, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Alminia, Unamathil, which I think it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, man. Marty from happy the birthday. Blue Recluse. Zaya and Zorts. Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Very much.
Thank you, everyone. For help.
Wrapping it up. So, our next show is next Saturday, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Daylight Savings Time, because we're changing in about 5-6 hours from now. So, North America is changing. I wish we'd really stop it. Really? Come on. So that should be Sunday, March the 18th, 11 p.m. GMT, so the Saturday, 11 p.m. GMT, 12 a.m. Sunday morning CET, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, Azzy, 9 a.m. Queensland Time, Lita.
Yes.
Anyways, if you're not sure, the time is 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. So just find out. And we'll tweet it like right before we're going live and all that. So we will be joined by Epic Insanity.
Epic. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm very, very excited. Very excited. And I mean, this wasn't the intent, but he actually started doing the Bloodthirsty. So we...
Nice.
So just so that folks know... Yeah, so he does not like to quest. And so typically we aim at bringing people on that play Irons like either a lot or just begun, right? So we've never asked somebody on that had never touched an iron before. So Lita and I... you know, made the decision that, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing if we brought on people that were very supportive of us. So, you mm-hmm. know, just to hear their side of things. But he took it upon himself to actually start leveling a Bloodthirsty. So, yay.
Excellent.
just very cool. It worked. So, Azzy, thanks for joining us. And thanks for changing your pun, because you really threw me, man. I was like... Lita has no idea. Lita has no idea what the pun was. Yeah. You have no idea. We can say it. We can say it after we've done the outro. It's funny. Right. I laugh, but I'm like, oh, crap. No.
I was just testing you going, I'll put that in, see if you're paying attention.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Oh, you'll anyway, find out.
Azzy, thank you for coming on and having a chat. Thank you for telling us all your experiences so far, in particular with 7.3.5 and how that has been. I will take some of that advice on board. Whether I remember it will be interesting. But thank you. I think you've given me and a lot of others much to think about. So that's good. We say thank you and good luck, obviously, with your new iron. But can you let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Probably best way on the Twitters, at Asylun, Asylun. That's probably the best way.
Excellent. All right. So thank you for that. Okay. So where you can find us, don't forget, you can come and check out the website, which is wildchallenges.com. You can send us an email, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com, as well as over on the tweeters on Twitter @wildchallenges. We have got a Discord server, so please come and say hi, jump in. Lots of fun talk, questions, those kinds of things. It's discord.wildchallenges.com. We have got a Facebook page, facebook.com/wildchallenges, as well as you can check out all of the videos up on youtube.com/wildchallenges1. Number one at the end. Okay, you can come catch us live every week. We are twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Now, you can find me. I am on the Twitters, which is @LetaWow, LETAWOW, as well as check out Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth that we will be doing next week, Stone. Stone, where can we find you?
Is it next week? Great.
Next week, Stone.
I haven't done any notes at all. That's going to be great.
Awesome. Excellent. Let's just wing it. Let's do something different.
Let's just wing it. Okay.
Let's just wing it.
It'd be a rambling show. Okay, so you can find me on Twitter @STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your single stone. Stone grasp? Because you only have one, right? Do people just one? No, Lita, no. You don't go like that. You go like that for something else. You go like this for stones. Jeez.
Two hints for beginners. All right.
Right. Well, I mean, as well as, you know, Lita mentioned the Adventures in Azeroth podcast. So thank you, everybody, for listening and joining us in the chat room while we record this live, because, you know, if we record this by ourselves, it's kind of, yeah. I mean, we'll still record it, but, you know, it's better with friends. So thank you, everyone. So Boz Loa, Lita, hey, that's you, Nisi, BGN, Stir, me. Okay. Maybe okay, next. Squirreling. Okay, Chupa, Captain Dobie, Crash Landing 99, Crystal, free to play, or I should say F2P. F2P, but okay. Electrical Skateboard, Epic Insanity, Ferristella. It means free to play, okay? It does mean free to play. It just, when I say F2P, it sounds funny. Damn, where am I? Okay, Electrical Skateboard, Epic Insanity, Ferristella, Frazzly S, Eli CTR, Iron Azzy, you're in the chat too? Wow. Wow, you're on the show and in the chat. Cashbringer, McWallace 420. Oh, yeah. Richter, I know that guy. He's my buddy. Spoonie the Bard, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Towny Wow, Tuli Bardine, who haven't really talked to for a long time. Olminia and Five Iron. Thank you all for, you know. Oh, and Zortz just showed up to say, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Zortz.
Doing the bot. Hey.
Really? Don't do that. Don't do that. That's scary.
Bubblehead.
Anyway. All right. Well, as we always like to do, so big thank you to Mark Honan for our intro. You can check him out at Mark Honan Well on Twitter, as well as go and check him out on Torrent Think Tank, which he co-hosts with Jules. And we want to thank, and can't wait to talk to him next week, Epic Insanity for our outro. So find him on Twitter, which is at epic_insanity, and check out his shows, which is Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. Other than that, thank you, chat room. It's been very lively. You can never have too much pineapple on pizza.
Excellent. Excellent.
If I was not allergic to pizza, I so would have.
Wait, pineapple. No. If you're not allergic to pineapple, you're not allergic to pizza. Right. You're allergic to pineapple, not pizza.
Well, I kind of am allergic to pizza now. Anyway, that's a long story. I think I need more sleep. Anyway, it's. Anyway, thank you, chat room. It's been fun. Lots of smiles today. Thank you, Azzy. Thanks for coming and having a chat with us again. Really appreciate it. And thank you for all your information and advice. Everybody, I hope we all have a great week. And be safe with your tunes, YouTube leader.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, level safely.
And, thank you. Bye, Stone! Bye, Azzy.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.